JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, we look at the early stimulation program for children with disabilities and also our drought and child health and safety tips. Welcome and thanks for joining. Parents of children with disabilities are being encouraged to utilize the services of the Early Stimulation Program, ESP, in accessing assistive and adaptive aids. Project Manager in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Belinda Brown Austin, says children who are beneficiaries of the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH can acquire wheelchairs, eyeglasses, hearing aids, and other rehabilitative support through the ESP.
We are going to be providing additional support to parents on how to cope with children with disabilities, how to cope and care for. We're also looking at purchasing assistive and adaptive aids for children with disabilities to improve their readiness for school, and also providing technical assistance and capacity building for the early stimulation program.
The ESP will be receiving the additional support of a psychotherapist, a psychologist, and a speech pathologist to complement an increase in rehabilitative sessions provided to children with disabilities. The program will also benefit, in short order, from the construction of 2 new buildings under the Integrated and Social Protection and Labor Program, funded by the Inter-American Development Bank. The ESP, administered by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, has been operational since 1975 and has an assessment facility as well as an early childhood development center. It caters to children from birth to 6 years with challenges such as cerebral palsy, autism, mental retardation, as well as a variety of mental and physical disabilities. Through the Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities project now underway, the ministry is working to improve the program's capacity for service delivery to children with special needs. To contact the Early Stimulation Program, call 922-5585 or email mlss_esp@yahoo.com.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
On the national outcome number one, a healthy and stable population, two of the key strategies are to implement programs to reduce maternal and child mortality. So far, we've seen the launch of a $3.3 billion program to boost maternal and child health, as well as provide training for a number of our healthcare professionals in child and maternal healthcare. This is aimed at making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Here's a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management. Make sure that your toilet does not leak. Place a few drops of food coloring in the toilet tank. If the color water appears in the toilet bowl without flushing, your toilet is leaking. Have it fixed immediately. And for today's child safety tip.
I believe the children are.
Warn your girl child never to sit on anyone's lap, no matter the situation, including uncles. Avoid getting dressed in front of your child once he or she is 2 years old. Learn to excuse them or yourself. And never allow any adult to refer to your child as my wife or my husband. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you on today's program. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.